What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Gregway in the Car. Gregway in the Car. We're driving to work. It's a Monday morning. I hope you had a lovely weekend. I did. Not that it's rare. I guess it is rare recently, right? You know, we've had a rough 2023. But yeah, just Jen, me, and Ben hung out all weekend long. It was great. We went to a lot of parks. Had a milkshake and some cheese fries at one of them. It was very nice. Cooked a lot. Barbecued a bit. Ben is just, you know, he's grown up so fast. He's running around, he's kicking balls around the park now. We got a little ball he kicks around. He was on a scooter, not during the weekend, but the other day or whatever. It was just a lovely little weekend. I beat the game I'm reviewing, which is always helpful for reviewing a video game. But I got that done with plenty of time, so I can review that for you this week, and then you'll know what that redacted game was before I move on to the next redacted game. But I had a lovely little weekend, I think, I woke up Saturday super anxious. I had a lot of anxiety about money. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry. But you know how it is. I don't know if you know how it is. For me personally, I always worry about money. I hate money. I've always worried about money. It's never been a fun topic for me, right? So just, you worry about bills and then unforeseen expenses like deaths and funerals and then, all these other things. And then you worry about, okay, well, what are Ben's college and what are we going to, blah, blah, blah. And like, Jen is very analytical and talked me down and like ran me through the projections and spreadsheets. She's very, but there's a reason she's got a successful business and her business is Nick, where my business is Greg, both at home and at work. And she like showed me like, everything's fine, dumbass. This is how it's going to be. I'm like, okay, great. Thank you very much. I worry about everything too much. And then I was fine all weekend long. I made a curry last night for Ben mostly, but I thought if I worked the ingredients, I would not hate eating it. Because, I don't like poop-looking, vomit-looking things. And so, I think this one, it's chicken thighs, and it's coconut milk, and, the tomato sauce and all that jazz. Yeah, I think I'll like it. I'm not eating it today. I brought something else for lunch. But I had a chill weekend. I really feel like I recharged a bit, which I haven't done in a while. And now I'm excited to take on this week. It's going to be hectic. Like I said, review for a video game coming up immediately, imminently. And then right on to another redacted game for review. And then what's interesting, I haven't talked about this. Next week, I turned 40, as you know. You probably know. I'm sure you've all written on your calendar. April 27th, big day. 40 years of Greg Miller. Jen's taking the week off. I'm taking the week partially off, mostly off, where I'm going to come in for a redacted game review, and then I'm also going to come in and stream all day on my birthday on Thursday the 27th. So that means no Gregways next week. Actually, you'll probably end up getting Gregways from the kids, but I haven't talked to the kids about it, so I'm sure Mikey and Michael will jump on it and you'll have a whole thing ready to go, but that'll be next week. I got Games Daily today. I got two redacted phone calls I can't tell you about yet. These are boring Gregways when I can't say what I'm doing, I'm also pissed off at this Sprinter van in front of me. You're a huge box fucking white van. I cannot see around you. What is happening? Why are all the other lanes going fine, but you continue? Why is our lane sucking? Usually the other two lanes are the ones that are closed. Is one of ours closed? He won't tell me. He won't let me know. I did not watch the Love is Blind reunion last night. We are still the wedding episodes behind. We have to finish the wedding episodes. Now, of course, personally, I think Jen's not as committed to the cause. She takes like longer breaks from it. So like, I have not stopped my TikTok from ruining things for me or showing me clips there. So I was ready for the reunion, kind of. I definitely saw everybody mad on TikTok and social media about the reunion. Not happening, but whatever. And then we watched Succession. I'm saying it correctly. Another great episode. Excited to see how this plays out. I'll tell you what, this Roy family is full of drama. No spoilers, don't worry. But for now, just going to work. Excited to talk about Redacted. See what other people thought of Redacted. Get ready for the next Redacted game. I'm gonna just call this episode Redacted. But that's how it is in review season, That's how it is. How's the weather where you are? It's overcast today in the Bay. It usually is, though. Not foggy, though. Just overcast. Don't worry about that, though. What else can I bug you guys about? Porty. Cole is growing up to be quite a fine dog. I'll tell you that, It's crazy, having him a year after losing Porty. Because Porty's still so fresh in my mind. Of course, Porty at 16 and a half years old, right? Where he's just the most frail bag of bones you couldn't do anything to. And then Cole here, a puppy every day getting more and more into his prime. Just fucking pure solid muscle mass. Like, Jesus Christ, dude. But he's adorable. Doesn't have that many accidents inside. Doesn't chew on that many bad things. Doesn't bark that much. He mainly barks when he wants attention. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll be watching a show, and if he wants to play, he'll come over and give a couple cute woofs to get my attention and then play with him. So that's cool. I was going to say it's weird having a good dog, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, not having a... take away even the end of Porty's life where he was so frail and sickly, right, and had to go out all the time. Like, even before then, you know, Porty was a piece of work, just barking all the time at every fucking noise he heard. You saw him in the shows having accidents all over the place still, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then even as a puppy, just, like, pure energy, like, adorable energy, right, but, like, also just, like, you know, a psychopath. But Cole's been blending in really well. Him and Ben are the best. I'm glad that they are so close, you know what I mean? Like, when either Ben's going down or when he wakes up, if for some reason Cole isn't with him, sometimes waking up the time schedule. When Ben wakes up and we wake up to get to Ben, right? Like, you know, the usual operations I would like is that I take Cole out first, then bring him in, then we go wake up Ben. But sometimes, you know, you have to wake up Ben before you take the dog out. And in those situations, you know, he'll sit in his bed and go, Cole, Cole, like he'll call his dog because they love each other so much. And it, like, you know, today was a great example of, the schedule worked the way I wanted to. Got Cole outside, got Cole back inside. Then me, Jen, and Cole went to wake up Ben. And Cole's right at the front of the door, right? And the door opens. He's the first thing through the crack to run in there and be next to the crib to be there with him. So it's working out the way I wanted with them being best friends. And, it, you know, Cole really being Ben's dog, even though we have to take care of him because we have to take care of Ben, too. Ben likes sitting on my shoulders. I do that a lot now, too. That's my main way of carrying him. It's easier than holding him, I feel. And he likes it more than being held, so that's easier. So a lot of that outside in the parks we went to this weekend. Lots of slides. Lots of swings. There's, you know, one of the things they put at these things is, like, these rock climbing walls now. They're not really rock climbing walls, but, you know, they're, like, little climbing walls to get up to the slide section of the playground or whatever. And I'm shocked that Ben can do that now, too. Took a photo of him on his little, I put it up on Instagram, his little trampoline thing. He's got a little Tykes trampoline or whatever. And John Drake, Andrea's husband, you know, responded to it on Instagram. Like, holy crap, dude. Like, he's so big. Like, their daughter, Charlie, right, is smaller than Ben, but she's older than Ben. So it's like, you know, the ability that's how it's going to be is nutty. But that's how it is. That's what's happening over here. That's what's bopping around Greg Miller's Monday morning brain. I feel well rested. I'm grateful. I'm ready to get in there and do some work. If this white fucking van would show me what's happening in front of you. But, you know, this is the problem with being out here on 19. This is fucking construction forever and ever and ever. It's never going to stop. It's going to be here forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to work and make a bunch of cool videos. I hope you watch them. But until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.